Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We're going to be talking about two cases coming from the federal courts that are siding with religious freedom, one involving religious freedom of individuals with regards to their clothing, and the other with regards to the COVID shot mandate in the Army. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead.
You know, this first one, Matt, was a good decision from the Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia, which you never know what's going to come out of that court, but they ruled unanimously in favor of three U.S. Marines of the Sikh faith as they were seeking religious accommodation under RFRA, which is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The Marine Corps was not allowing these recruits to keep their beards and their hair under their turbans, which is their religious practice. And this was happening during the boot camp. And so this Court of Appeals said that they can keep their beards and wear their turbans during the boot camp.
Yeah, the D.C. Court of Appeals reversed a lower court ruling that denied a preliminary injunction on behalf of these U.S. Marines. The injunction now allows them to proceed to recruit training. The district court will also reconsider the case of one of the Sikh members who plans to attend officer candidate school rather than recruit training.
I mean, you've got what they're allowing those who are HIV positive, and they're allowing those who are going through so-called transition surgery, which is not really a thing, but those who are saying they're transgender. They're allowing that on these various bases in the military, but then they're saying, number one, you can't have religious accommodation for the COVID shot, and now they were saying you can't adhere to your religious faith as a Sikh follower.
In the court ruling, the court stated that, quote, the cost of military service has never entailed the complete surrender of basic rights, close quote.
Boy, that's a great statement.
You know, and that's what has happened when you think about it. These people in the military, they have sworn an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States and the laws of the land against enemies, foreign and domestic.
Right, they sacrifice time with their family in order to serve our country.
And, you know, the same people that swore this oath and they sacrificed so much, now when they want to access one of the laws of the land, in this case, either the First Amendment of the United States Constitution or specifically the Religious Freedom Restoration Act,
which they're
denied.
They're fighting in defense of that.
I know.
But they're being denied.
It's like, yeah, here they are. This is the irony. They're fighting in defense of the Constitution and the laws of the land against a foreign enemy as well as domestic.
Right.
And now when they're wanting to have the benefit of those laws that they give their life for, they're denied them.
Right. It's unconstitutional for them to surrender their religious beliefs in order to serve our country. Bottom line.
So the court decision says the Marines failed to demonstrate the harm that maintaining the Sikh practices in question would cause. The court ruled that, quote, RFRA forbids the federal government, including the Marine Corps, from substantially burdening a person's exercise of religion unless it shows that burden is in furtherance of a compelling government interest and is the least restrictive means of doing so. The Corps must demonstrate the specific harm that would, not could, result from granting the specific exemptions to particular religious claimants. And obviously they did not do that. They continued to deny them. They said specifically the plaintiffs are in effect penalized through the outright denial of their desired military career solely for practicing their faith. This is part of their opinion. In the decision, since it was so good, and there's more, we filed it in our Marine case, our class action litigation that's ongoing, because it is the same thing. Although we're not dealing with the Sikh religion and turbans, we're dealing with the same law and the same principles as it relates to the requirement of the Marines or the Department of Defense, all the branches, to accommodate someone's objection to the COVID shot mandates.
And, you know, also the government has made exceptions in the past in the military for women's hairstyles or tattoos or whatever. But this is good. And the opinion also said, in short, even fully crediting the Marine Corps' overarching compelling interest in developing unit cohesion, stripping individuality and building a team-oriented state of mind, the government has not come close to meeting its burden of showing why it has a particular interest in denying hair, beard, and religious article exceptions to these plaintiffs while making them available to others in the same or analogous form. In other words, the court has not shown, in light of its pre-existing exemptions to the grooming process, which go largely unexamined by this colonel, that denying these accommodations would have any impact on its claimed interest.
Yeah, it's a great decision. Great decision. And also, about the same time, this one happened at the very end of December. This one also happened toward the end of December. And this is a lawsuit on behalf of various members of the United States Army. It was filed in Texas. And a Texas district court judge granted a preliminary injunction for six Army soldiers and four Army West Point cadets who were denied their religious accommodation from the COVID-19 shot mandates. This case also has some great language in it as well. In fact, Judge Hendricks in this case, he referred to President George Washington in his order wherein he wrote, "Our first commander-in-chief cautioned that while we are contending for our own liberty, we should be very cautious of violating the rights of conscience of others." That's a letter from George Washington to Colonel Benedict Arnold.
You know, Matt, it makes you wonder what our dear President George Washington would have thought of all this that's going on now with these COVID shot mandates.
Oh, you know, they would not have agreed with what's going on. I'm sure, you know, in the Continental Army when it was formed, the chaplains attached to the military of the 13 colonies became part of the country's first National Army. That's what this particular decision points out.
They gave their lives for our religious freedom.
And Congress passed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that would be applicable to the United States military. So, and it was signed into law in 1993 at the time by Bill Clinton. So this is a command of the law under the authority of the Constitution, which Congress has the authority to do so, directed specifically to all members of the federal government, including the United States military. This particular decision goes on, and it says that the court finds that the plaintiffs have shown a substantial likelihood of success on the RFRA claim. The plaintiffs have met their burden, demonstrating the sincerity of their religious beliefs and the substantial burden imposed by the vaccine mandate on their religious exercise. It is a great decision. We've also filed this decision in our litigation as well. So we have a couple of great decisions that have come out in December. This one involving the COVID-19 shot mandate with regards to members of the Army, and the other one with regards to the Sikh religion, or these individuals who wanted to have their religious accommodation recognized under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Federal Court of Appeals, that one is a higher level because it's a Court of Appeals and it's the District of Columbia. So we are continuing to press forward, even though the shot mandate has now been paused because of the National Defense Authorization Act was passed. It was done so reluctantly.
Right. And our trial should continue for the in behalf of the military, the class action suit, probably in February.
Yeah, that's right. It was scheduled for the end of this month. But now, because of the change of circumstances, there's going to be a little additional time for discovery.
Because we still have to keep fighting.
And we're still going back to court. Yeah. So the judge is going to extend it into February or early March, and we'll be continuing to move forward with discovery. But we will continue to hold their feet to the fire because it is not over. Just because you stop the mandate, which is good, doesn't mean they can't bring it back, which they want to. And number two, what happens to all those people that have been punished or dismissed? We want to fight for their rights as well. Right. It was unlawful, and they should never have been adversely affected by these COVID shot mandates. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and lc.org/military.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.